Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Rukaya Patel, healthcare practitioner, specializing as a podiatrist. A very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you and your listeners, and thank you for having me today.
Yeah, thank you so much. And yes, it's Diabetes Month, so it's a great time to talk diabetes. And obviously, as a podiatrist, you are an expert on swollen feet and ankles. So the relationship between diabetes and swollen feet, what is that link?
Okay, so before we go into the relationship, let's just give a brief overview of what diabetes basically is. Diabetes is extra blood sugar level, so there's extra sugar in your blood. And in turn, this extra blood sugar levels affect your blood vessels, it affects your nerves, and then relates to all the complications of your diabetes. So patients with diabetes, you often find that they have conditions such as neuropathy, where they cannot feel their lower limbs or their extremities. They have high blood pressure, they have kidney or liver diseases, and all of these conditions then are causes for swelling in the lower limb and your ankle.
It sounds terrible, I must admit. So these are the
very complicated things, hey?
So these are the complications obviously brought on by diabetes. So swelling in your feet. So first, is there pain associated to it apart from the actual swelling?
In certain patients, yes, they do feel a lot of pain. Swelling is this tissue buildup in your lower feet, and this can be quite painful to certain patients, yes.
I'm sure. And neuropathy, so obviously with the nerves. So tell us a bit more about that.
Okay, so basically neuropathy refers to when patients do not have sensation in their lower limb. So they can't perceive pain, they can't perceive any feeling in the lower limb. So when it comes to swelling, a patient will not know when they've injured their foot, when they have a wound in the lower limb, etc. And all of these, like injury to the feet, the wound, etc., these cause swelling. And there is a relationship between your neuropathy and swelling in the lower limb and the ankle.
So when you mentioned that you wouldn't be able to feel a cut or something if you step onto something. So, yeah, that obviously is a big, big problem. So, I mean, you step onto a nail or step on something, and obviously it cuts you and you just don't feel it. So, and then obviously I can imagine it just gets worse and worse and could potentially lead to amputation. And yeah, I mean, that's a horrible thought. So typically, what is your advice then for proper foot care?
With diabetes, I often tell my patients it's very important to see your podiatrist at least once a year. So just to do a risk assessment, just to have a look at the lower limb, and just to see where you are as with regards to your diabetes and the health. And when it comes to swelling of the lower limb and the ankle, there are many different causes as mentioned before. So it's important to first decide what is the cause and then going forward with the treatment with your diabetic foot care. And with swelling, it's also important to elevate your feet, to have a good diet, especially in diabetic patients, to regulate your sugar intake and to make sure that your blood sugar levels are normal or within the normal range.
And obviously, when the foot swells or ankle swells, I mean, typically you're at home and with neuropathy, would you actually feel any associated pain with a swollen foot, for example?
No. With neuropathy, you will not be able to even perceive the pain. That's why it's very, very important for diabetic patients to take note of what is going on in their lower limb, look at their feet at least 2 to 3 times a day to notice any changes, any differences in the feet, and that's when they'll be able to pick up the swelling.
Yeah. So okay. So you'll visually be able to see obviously if there's swelling or something. You'll need to obviously also regularly check your feet, I should imagine, to make sure that there's no cuts. What about dry heels? Okay. So there's an interesting one. We all suffer from, or most of us suffer with dry feet. Diabetic, what does he do with heels, for example, when he needs to file his heels?
Okay. So it's very important with diabetes. You get that a lot of patients do experience dry feet in general, not only their heels. So So it's very important for your diabetic patient to use a good moisturizer.
Right.
And I know a lot of some people want to know, what's a good moisturizer? What can I use on my feet? It's just important to get a urea-based cream or a moisturizer that has urea in it as its active ingredient. Because this is what moisturizes the feet, and it's important to be consistent with it. So to apply your moisturizer at least 2 times a day, and putting it on every single day, as well as to visit your podiatrist on a regular basis, where we can then look at the feet, look at the dry, cracked heels, and we can use then our machinery, etc., to assist in bringing down the dryness and to cut down the dry skin.
And are there any specific medications that one should take for your feet, being a diabetic?
For the dryness of your feet, just a good moisturizer is good enough.
Not just the dryness, but for foot care, let's say.
For foot care.
Yeah.
So basically, there is medication based on your condition. In diabetic patients, you cannot have a medication specific just for your feet. It will obviously work with regards to what is causing the complications in your lower limb and your feet.
Yeah, it's these complications can really be serious. So I can sense and I understand the need to look after your feet, look after your ankles, ensure that blood is flowing. Rukaya Patel, healthcare practitioner specializing as a podiatrist. Thank you just for these healthcare tips. And if you are a diabetic, obviously, I'm sure diet is very, very important. So watch what you're eating and exercise regularly.